Jenin. When in Jenin, you are welcome to go to Venezia and Biskupin by a narrow gauge railway. The station can be found at 4 Potoskiego Street. Railway was built here in the years 1893 to 1894, connecting Jenin, Biskupin and Rogovo, and then Biskupin and Shelejevo. Its track gauge is 600 millimeters. The lines had the joint length of 28 kilometers. They transported beetroot and other crops as well as persons. It was soon extended to 80 kilometers. In Venezia, we can visit a museum of narrow gauge railway, a department of the Museum of Pauzka Land. The collection includes 17 steam locomotives, the oldest from 1899, 60 various railway track vehicles, diesel locomotives, and various cars for cargo and passenger transport. Moreover, the old station with all its equipment and infrastructure can be admired. All this makes the museum in Venezia a great tourist attraction, unique in the whole Europe. Another attraction is the castle of Mimosa Nawęcz, who was known as the Bloody Devil from Venezia. It was built in the Gothic style in 1390, partly in stone and granite, and partly in brick on the plan of a rectangle, with a dungeon at one corner and an impressive entry gate. It was demolished soon after. In 1420, its new owner, Archbishop Mikołaj Trąba, used it as a jail for priests. Then in 1451, a stronghold was built on the site of the castle, still in use in 1511. Since then, the castle came to ruin. Still, vast parts of the stone and brick walls are preserved and the divisions of the interior are clearly seen. Our next station is Biskupin. The Museum of Archaeology in Biskupin includes a partly reconstructed defensive settlement that dates back to 2,700 years ago and belongs to the people of Łużyce. Biskupin is known as Polish Pompeii. It was discovered by a local teacher, Walenty Schweitzer, in 1933. He informed Professor Józef Kostrzewski from Poznań about his discovery, and a year later, archaeological works were launched. They were stopped by the World War II, resumed after the war, they were concluded in 1974. The area of nearly the whole settlement was examined. The research showed that the wood used for the construction of the settlement dates back to 740 BC. The settlement was located on a peninsula of the Biskupin Lake. There were over 100 houses arranged in 13 rows along 11 streets. Each of the streets was 2.5 meters wide and laid with wood. It could hold 1,000 people at a time and was inhabited for over 150 years. The settlement was embraced by a wood earth dike, 400 meters long up to 3.5 meters wide, and an average 6 meters high. In addition, the settlement was protected by a breakwater, 2 to 9 meters wide, constructed of stilts, rammed SQ, partly preserved. Available for tourists in the exposition, The Dawn of History at the Biskupin Lake, Świt historii nad Jeziorem Biskupińskim, and the defensive settlement with reconstructed fragments of the dikes, houses, streets, the breakwater, and the entry gate. The archaeological reserve in Biskupin is a monument of Polish history.